millions of Americans will be going to the polls. All the indications are it's going down to the wire. Barack Obama is seeking a second term for the Democrats after having to deal with difficult economic problems, but he's facing a strong challenge from his Republican rival Mitt Romney. Our political correspondent, Paul Rowley, is gauging the opinions of voters in Washington right outside of the White House.
This is the finishing line for the 57th American presidential election. I'm standing outside number 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. In other words, the White House. Can I ask you how you're going to vote?
I'm voting for Barack Obama. I trust him. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not too politically educated. I'm a Marine, so I only take my aspirations when it comes to politics a little, not too far, but I get a visceral feeling from Barack Obama. I think he's a good family man. I think he cares about America. So it's important that you have someone in office that's actually starting a foundation and has enough people behind him that's propelling it forward. And I think Barack Obama is that man.
I voted for Romney. I voted for him because he has a strong business sense and leadership style, and hopefully it'll get better. The last 4 years, we've experienced 3 job losses in our family. My husband lost his twice, and I lost mine once. I can't say that it got better for us.
Dr. Trevor McCriskin is an expert in American politics at the University of Warwick, and he's with me in the studio now. Thanks for coming in, ahead of heading off to America yourself.
Indeed, yes, later today. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. for the results tonight. Got some work to do out there and timed it for the election week.
It is very tight, isn't it, nationally? It seems as though it's the closest race that there's been for quite a while.
The national polls show almost an even split. In some ways, that was somewhat expected because there's quite an even split between Republican supporters and Democratic supporters in the country. It's sometimes been talked of in the last sort of 10, 15 years as the 50-50 nation because it is so evenly divided. You would expect a sitting president to do rather better because it's much harder to unseat a sitting president than it is to win when it's an open seat because the president can only run for 2 terms. So you might have expected Barack Obama to be rather further ahead given that he's been doing the job for the last 4 years. People know who he is, know what he's capable of. But obviously there's quite a lot of dissatisfaction with the positions he's been taking. But we've got to take all these national polls with a bit of a pinch of salt because that's not actually how the US presidential election
is determined.
It seems
like a wildly complicated system for somebody that would, a country that professes to be the, you know, democracy at its heart. And it seems unbelievably difficult to get your head around how you just need Ohio, from what I'm hearing.
Well, you need Ohio and you need several other states. I mean, it's what people forget about the United States of America is that it's the United States. It's several, it's 50 states. There are effectively 50 elections taking place tonight, one in each of the states. And it's a winner-takes-all approach in almost all of those states. So whichever of the candidates wins in a particular state then receives all of what are called the electoral college votes for that state. And the number of those per state are determined by how big the state is and how many people live there. So big states like California have loads and loads of electoral college votes, whereas smaller states such as Delaware only have 2 or 3.
Right.
So you have to accumulate states, and so you can actually lose the national vote, the sort of whole population of the US.
In terms of percentage of the vote.
In terms of the percentage of the
overall
vote. That
happened to Al Gore, didn't it?
Well, Al Gore ended up losing. He actually won the national vote,
but
lost the election.
Other way around, but lost the election.
Because of all the shenanigans in Florida. But it's not the total number. It's how those votes are distributed across the 50 states. And so it's all about the electoral college votes. You'll hear a lot about this tonight. Whoever's going to win has to get over 270 electoral college votes. There are 538 altogether. And so that's where it becomes important to win the really big states. Now, some of those, like California, will go for Obama because it votes Democrat traditionally. There'll be other bigger states that will vote for Romney. There's lots of smaller states that we already know they're going to go one way or the other. But then you've got what are called the battleground states. There's about 8 or 10 of these. They could swing either way. A lot of the polling in those states, however, is giving the edge to Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So even though you might have an incredibly tight national vote, Obama may look like he's won by a massive margin because he may end up with well over 300 electoral college votes and be the clear winner.
Is that what your gut would tell you, that Obama will stay there for another 4 years?
I think he will pull it off. I think there's so much weighing in favor of an incumbent president when they go to the polls. There's a bit of that sort of better the devil you know sort of attitude about it. the crisis in America, yes, it's a, you know, there's a deep economic crisis. You just heard from somebody who's had a lot of job loss, etc. There's a huge amount of concern about that. But actually, some of the economic figures have been slightly more positive in the last few months. There's not been a major downturn during this election campaign or a major crisis point where the president really has failed to respond. And that ranges across all kinds of things, foreign policy, even the hurricane.
Hurricane, yeah, I was going to say, did very well, didn't he? Came out very well.
So I think that he will edge it. It's looking that even some states where Democrats haven't won for quite some time, Virginia, for example, because there's a lot of Democrats now living in suburban northern Virginia, that may tip to Obama. Mm-hmm. If he starts picking up those big states, and as you mentioned, Ohio, then he will win the presidency. But it's not impossible that we'll wake up. Well, actually, it might even take a few weeks, to be honest, because if it's really like, that close, yeah, there may even be legal challenges, etc. But well, we may wake up with a President Romney, but I suspect it will be a new presidential term for Obama.